Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's do the Monday Moan with David Downey. He went to extreme lengths not to watch the Everton game yesterday, but it can't escape him. It creeps up. You didn't watch it live, but you've subsequently filled yourself in on all the important points of it. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Steve.
Yeah, Ronald, stay, go. Good, bad, indifferent.
He's got to go. It's as simple as that. I don't think there's anybody left. I think there's a small minority of people left who think he's got the talent and the sort of guile to get out of this situation. I don't think he has. I think the reality is he's a desperate man at this moment in time, and he's going through the motions of somebody who should be put out of his misery, I think. And it's a really sad thing to say, but Everton are going nowhere while he's still in charge.
Well, where are Everton heading at this current moment in time?
For a relegation scrap.
You honestly believe that? They'd end up near the bottom quarter of the
what
league.
What are the hallmarks of sides that get embroiled in relegation fights, Steve? Sides that can't score goals and sides that concede goals. Everton have scored, I think it's 5 goals this season in the Premier League in total from 8 games.
Who are your goal scorers? Rooney, Nias?
Rooney scored 3 and Nias has got 2. They're the only Premier League scorers, aren't they? I think. Yeah, I think
that's
I'm right
it,
saying
isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So it's a desperate situation. Let's face it, if this is 10 games further down the line and Everton in this position, you are seriously saying this is a relegation scrap. They're 3 points above the drop zone as it stands. They can't score a goal from open play. They can't create chances and they concede. They look like conceding. But for Michael Keane, I think they would have lost the game almost quite comfortably yesterday from what I've seen.
How long do you give someone who's spent that amount of money to implement some sort of strategy or plan with it? Should you have seen at least the vaguest sign of something which identified as Ronald Koeman's side?
Well, I think that's the point, that we haven't seen even the vaguest of signs. I mean, when people are saying to me, we need to give him more time, I'm saying, well, if you're of that way of thinking, which I think will be generally quite logical in any other circumstance, but we don't see anything, Steve, that he can work with and that we can work with as fans to say, yeah, I can see where that's going to come good. He's at 6s and 7s with his decision-making in terms of personnel, who he brings in, where he plays them, massive issues. And he doesn't seem to be learning. I thought the international break might have knocked some sense into him in a way. He'd be able to sit there and sort of study and think, what's gone wrong here? How do I go about fixing this? And yesterday he plays Dominic Calvert-Lewin out of position and Wayne Rooney as a striker. Nothing's changed. Ademola Lookman not in the squad. John Joe Kenny not in the squad. Still persisting with Mason Holgate, who's not a right back at right back. What's he learned? What's
but
changed?
Better than Martina?
Well, I think
I'm maybe clutching at straws here.
You and I think, are you left footed?
I'm not footed.
I was going to say, you're better than Cuco Martina, Stephen. And these are the problems that he's not learning from. His stubbornness has and will continue to be his undoing.
Right, with the squad of players that he's got, is that squad of players better than Crystal Palace?
The squad of players is...
Come on, let's go through the teams. Is it better than Crystal Palace, Bournemouth and Leicester? Well, are they better players?
Yeah, exactly, but that doesn't matter, does it? You remember the season Newcastle got relegated? You think of some of the talent they had in their squad that time when they went down a few years ago, when they had Alan Shearer as manager for the last 3 games. They had some really talented players in the team and they went down still. Nobody is too good enough to go down in this league, and not least Everton, who are playing like a team that is embroiled in a relegation scrap
now. Well, Newcastle are 9. Have Everton got better players than Newcastle?
Everton got better players than 13 sides in that league, Steve. I think that is a fact.
So they've it only points players. To one thing then, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, and that's the man in charge. Well, no, it doesn't point to one thing. That is a tad unfair on Koeman because players have to accept responsibility. You know, it's all well and good saying that these players played out of position and things like that, but you're telling me that they can't adapt to a position. I think 90-odd% of it is Koeman's fault because he's not learning and not making the adequate changes that everybody else can seem to see. It does come from the top, yeah, but what I'm saying to you is I still think there's a level, and this is where you talk about having the sort of the sort of vague remnants of anything that looks positive with this side. I think the players playing out of position is one difficulty that they have to overcome, but still they should be doing a better job in that position. So they deserve some of the blame. They deserve to shoulder some of it. But the manager, I think, is lost. He's lost his way. He cuts a desperate figure as well, and I think he needs to get off social media as well for
what he says. Is he on Twitter? Is he reacting to yesterday?
Yeah, he's put a picture of him. It's quite weird. He's put a picture of himself screaming a full frontal shot of him screaming at the pitch, saying, we showed some heart to get him back into the game and maybe we could have won it. And it's all it's lip service to what he thinks he should be saying, I think, Steve. And I want to see a change pretty quickly. We've got Lyon on Thursday. We don't win that, we're out of the Europa League. It's as simple as that.
Which a lot of Everton fans wouldn't be too concerned about at the end of the day. You get the feeling that Europe's been pushed to one side in your mind. Is that right?
No, because we're 8 games into a season. It's still a priority. But this is why they need to act now, because the season is still there. Mm. It's all well and good. And Everton won't act now because they've had 30 years of this mediocre attitude where they think, just give him time. You know what Bill Kenwright's like. He give him, look what happened with Martinez. Someone pointed it to me yesterday, and I think it was an excellent point. The only time Everton have acted quickly was sacking Mike Walker, and then we went on to win a trophy. So maybe there's something in that. But the problems stem from that top-down sort of hierarchy that you've just explained there, Steve, because there's nobody willing to be ruthless enough. And we've discussed this for a few weeks now. The narrative on our sort of segment on this show has been, would the top six sides and everybody above Everton accept this sort of lapse? And the answer is no.
No chance.
No chance at all. And I'm not one. I felt hypocritical saying that this man should be sacked so early into a season. But what you've just said there was absolutely right. There's nothing to work with. There's nothing you can see. Well, they just need time. The new players need time. I think that's obvious. But there's a level still. If you go and get 11 professional footballers of the class that Everton have signed this summer and put them in a team today, me and you were manager, and told them to go out and play.
We did as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the problem. I can accept the players need time. I can accept that the manager sometimes needs a few games to get things right, but Everton have played I think it's 15 games this season in total, if you include the Europa League ones, or maybe 16. Can you tell me when they've played well?
It's very bizarre, isn't it? Because the euphoria of the summer, the money that was spent, the expectations. Remember that month where we just spent basically talking about how Everton were dominating all the headlines?
I mean, you've got a bet, haven't we, that they're going to finish fifth or higher? So it's all shot to pieces. It's in ruins already.
That's what you're worried about.
But I
don't remember another club having that much expectation on them going into a season and then falling from grace to the extent of which Everton have done. Could you make any comparison?
I think, not a comparison on that level. I think the comparison you would make is the season Chelsea won the title and then went on to finish 10th. The following season when Mourinho was sacked a couple of years ago. That was some fall from grace. I don't think we've seen... I don't know, could you equate that to what this is? Probably could at this moment in time, because at least...
Maybe a little bit.
Because at least Chelsea
manager
had...
Manager-led.
Yeah. I think that probably is a relevant comparison to make. But going back to what you said about the Europa League not being a concern, the fact is Everton have got 30 league games left this season. If they beat Lyon on Thursday, they're well within their capabilities of getting out of the group. And then we go to Chelsea in the Carabao Cup and have Arsenal home and Leicester away. They're the next four games. Now, if you were to act quickly and replace Koeman, and this is where the top club, I think, would already be sounding out a manager. They'd have already identified somebody, whether it be at another club. Mm. Obviously, the models of that are up for debate. But or somebody who's out of a job, they'd be saying to him, look, things aren't going well here. Remember when Man City sacked Mark Hughes and got Mancini, and Mark Hughes, I think, came out after it and said, I knew it was happening, and that's why I waved goodbye to the fans, even though we won the game at the end of 90 minutes. That's how top clubs act. And with Everton's season still largely in front of them, what they've done isn't irreparable, but it's irreparable by Ronald Koeman, and that's the problem. This can be repaired and fixed by acting now.
You can actually have a successful season in some manner.
Not in some manner.
Quickly.
You can have the season that everybody wanted. You can still have that.
Well, this Lyon game's massive, isn't it, in the context of Europa League group stage?
Well, yeah, because if Everton don't win it, I mean, they've been very fortunate so far, Steve, because the only result that hasn't been a draw was Everton's 3-0 defeat in Atalanta. So it's still wide open. I think the team at the top of the group have got 4 points. Everton have got one, so they're 3 points off the top of the group. They've been very, very fortunate. But I just wonder, and Sarah, who does some of our shows on the Blue Room, made the point yesterday that when things are as they are, you can see Creedence, as daft as it sounds, in your team, not wanting your team to lose, but you can see the fact that maybe if we lost, it could be better in the long run, because it could lead to change.
I think we've all had those feelings. Liverpool fans will associate that with Roy Hodgson's time at the club, and there was a point where literally, you know, exactly the same feeling. Yeah. Losing isn't a bad thing. It gets worse to get better.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. And you can see, and I never want Everton, my team, to lose a game, but you can see why people think, well, if it is the catalyst for change, then, you know, maybe it could be more beneficial in the long run had it happened. As it come to pass, Everton got a last-minute penalty, Rooney scores, and people are saying it saved his job. I'm not so sure. I think, you know, I didn't even feel as if Nias, when he scored that brace against Bournemouth quite late on, I don't think that anybody was under any illusion that this was the turning point. Mm. It just feels like another chapter in this sort of stagnant process that we're going through at this moment in time, and I think that's not going to change unless he leaves.
Well, clearly higher in the echelons of Everton Football Club, there needs to be some sort of re-evaluation with how they deal with these situations. You said it, they've done it for 20 years. They've not been quick to react to things. Maybe Farhad Moshiri will change the dynamic of that within the club.
Well, he seems to be channeling his inner Bill Kenwright every time he talks about the club in that regard. We had the initial comment when he came out last year about when we missed out on Moussa Sissoko in the transfer market. He comes out and says, we've got he comes out and says that James McCarthy is one of the club's greatest assets and he's an Evertonian and all this sort of thing. Exactly. If Bill Kenwright, if you attributed them quotes to Bill Kenwright, you'd be saying, oh yeah, that's typical Bill. But it's Farhad Moshiri, and he's come out and unequivocally supported Koeman in the last few weeks as well, through his statements to Jim White, as bizarre as that sounds. And he just seems to be cut from the same cloth. Now, whether that's just paying lip service to Bill Kenwright and the way Everton have done things in the past, that remains to be seen. But if he's serious about the ambitions he's got for the club, he needs to act now. He needs to act like the chairman and the people who own clubs at a higher level. He needs to act the way they do.
Maybe Jim White will sack Ronald Koeman.
Maybe Jim White will be next manager, the way the relationship he has.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.